Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 48. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The owners and employees of Simply Sangria in Wichita have been dealing with multiple heartbreaks in multiple days. 22-year-old Pratiksha Kunwar died at a crash near Cheney Lake. She was an employee there, and when Brian Miller, the owner, was at the hospital, he received a call from the company's alarm system saying that people had broken into the business. He spoke with 12 News.
It's just heartbreaking. I mean, you work hard to try to build something, and you put everything you have into it, and it's just, you know, disheartening when somebody comes along in a matter of, you know, how many ever seconds it took them to throw a rock through the window and run off with, you know, property that doesn't belong to them.
Someone threw a rock into the window overnight, broke in, and stole the business's point of sale system.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Kansas City man, Matthew Venendi, has decided to board a flight to Tel Aviv to join the Israeli Defense Force in the war against Hamas. He shared a quote from Robert F. Kennedy that is driving him towards this decision with KCTV5.
Moral courage is a rarer commodity than bravery in battle or great intelligence, but it's the one essential vital quality for those who seek to change a world that yields most painfully to change. And there's a quality that's more quintessentially American and Israeli than that. I don't know it. It's those two words, moral courage.
Venendi was previously a paratrooper for the IDF's 101st Battalion between 2015 and 2017. And when he saw the things on television and knew that his friends were fighting in this war, that was the only inspiration he needed to rejoin the fight. In other news, Philip Lee Saunders has been arrested on multiple counts of aggravated endangerment of a child, along with possession of an opiate after a one-year-old ingested fentanyl and nearly died.
Unlock a season of savings and fall road trips with Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 27th, get $70 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with a purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. See MichelinMen.com/auto/deals-promotions-and-rebates for complete details. Offer expires 10/27/23. Void where prohibited. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska has been snubbed as the regional hydrogen hub, but they remain charged up about clean energy growth. Nebraska officials were disappointed after being passed over for a $1 billion hydrogen hub grant after going through a 2-year application process in hopes to strengthen regional alliances and potential positioning for the state for other opportunities. Senator Bruce Bosselman, the chair of the legislature's Natural Resources Committee, called the situation unfortunate, but also learned a lot going through this process. A Nebraska-Iowa-Missouri partnership applied for $7 billion from the Department of Energy, but they were not among the 7 regional hubs to be granted the money. In other news, a Lakota family has settled a religious rights suit against the Cody Kilgore School District. Courts have ruled in favor of the family with a financial settlement of $227,500. The court case has been called Our hair is sacred. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting begins today for the November general election and registration has closed. You may vote at county clerk's offices and may also request mail-in ballots. Informational meetings for the Marshall County Jail Project continue this evening in Axtell at the American Legion, Thursday evening at the Frankfort American Legion beginning at 7 p.m. The Marshall County Jail Project meeting held in Marysville is available for replay or download on its entirety on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Waterville City Council signed agreements with Kansas Wildlife and Parks for an award for the Recreational Trail Program for a trail grant. The main ADA 6-foot trail will circle Lake Idlewild north of Waterville. The main trail will be finished with gravel screenings and resemble the rail trail at Marysville. The other trails will be single track and give hikers a great view of a lake below, as well as an impressive view of the Little Blue River Valley. The WPA-built dam created a 7-acre lake that silted in the past decade. The grant was written in the fall of 2022 by former Economic Development Director for the Partnership for Growth, Ellen Barber, for the City of Waterville. Brandon Wilson and the Kansas Trails Council provided technical support for trail design and layout. Local people have cleaned up the property, and several groups have donated toward the project. Next step is to request bids for the trails outlined in the grant, completing the project within 2 years. The grant will fund 60% of the cost. City and committee have raised the other 40%. The grant will cover only the trail side of expenses. Other funds will be raised for new restrooms, shelter repair, and picnic tables, as well as seating. Donations to the Endow Waterville Fund for Lake Idlewild Trail and Nature Center may be made through the Kansas Rural Community Foundation website. Anyone donating in the month of November, the Patterson Family Foundation will match those donations up to $10,000. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Harlan Richter. Jody G. Dorn, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, with family receiving friends Thursday from 7 until 8:30. At the Laughlin Ova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jody Dorn. Francis A. Vering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Vering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away. and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of Inline Construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. William Bill Dowdy, age 63, of Oldsburg, passed away Friday. Graveside service at the Carnahan Creek Cemetery pending with the Anders Heifley Funeral Home in charge for Bill Dowdy. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Service is pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Nancy Smith. Ivan R. Butch Berger, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ivan Butch Berger.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with the lows in the mid to upper 40s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s and clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. More sunshine into Friday, slightly warmer with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, north winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Cooler into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Partly sunny into Monday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s, and some rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October, 68, record high on this date, 90, the average low 43, and the record low 21. Sunrise this morning, 7:40, sunset this evening at 6:45.
Will your indoor pets be comfortable in a cool house this winter? A few things to consider are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Rock and roll's Chuck Berry was born on this day, and 156 years ago, the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska from Russia. Many of us try to save energy by lowering thermostats when the house is unoccupied. But what if you have pets in the home? Will it be too cold for their comfort? Cats generally prefer it warmer, usually above 70 degrees. If they'll be in a cool home, try to provide an area with sun exposure where they can warm themselves. Dogs are comfortable in colder environments, but it varies among breeds and what they become used to. If keeping the thermostat turned up is not an option, look into heated bedding products as an alternative. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
For H, for youth, for America, for H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month from United Bank and Trust, G&R Herford, Free CPA, Wind Valley Developmental Services, and the First National Bank in Frankfort.
My name is Gavin Vogelsberg, and this is my eighth year in 4-H. I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I show cattle, goats, and photography. I enjoy all my projects. The best part of 4-H is helping other members in my community. There is nothing better than seeing my community come together for our youth.
Hi, my name is Tessa Miller. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and this is my ninth year in 4-H, and the project that I've done at the fair is the swine project.
You're going to need us.
You're going to need our technical skills, our math, and our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, and your food.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, and our compassion.
You're going to need the youth of America. You're going to need us to prepare and face challenges the future will bring.
4-H is preparing us today. In 4-H clubs, kids are learning crucial skills to be leaders in technology, science, agriculture, government, and more. 4-H is helping kids in communities all across Kansas.
To find a 4-H club near you and to find how to become a 4-H member, go to kansas4h.org. That's kansas4-h.org.
Kansas 4-H is growing the future leaders our country will need.
4-H grows here.
My name is Carson Waring, and I have been in the Happy Harvest 4-H Club for 6 years. This year, I showed pigs and a heifer during the livestock shows. They also took photos for the fair. There are a lot of different projects kids can do at the fair, so there is something for everyone. Come join 4-H and have fun like me.
Hi, my name is Kennedy Bishop. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been in 4-H for 8 years. My favorite project is the beef project.
Hi, my name is Dustin Denton. I am from the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and this is my 10th year in 4-H. My favorite project is definitely Market Beef. This year at the Marshall County Fair, I had the grand champion of Market Beef.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month from United Bank and Trust, G&R Herford, Free CPA, Twin Valley Developmental Services, and the First National Bank in Frankfort.
4-H, for youth, for America,
4-H. Schwarber's Big Game 2. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. For now, it's Kyle Schwarber's series, National League Championship Series Game 2. Phillies with a 1-0 lead hosting the D-backs. Kyle Schwarber went deep in Game 1. He launched another in the third last night and came up in the sixth with the Phils up 2-0.
Slim, high drive, right center field, on its way. That ball is gone.
The call on ESPN Radio, that was the start of 8 runs in 2 innings. The Phillies humbled the formerly red-hot D-backs 10-0. Schwarber, post-game.
I've always said I will go 0-for-4 if we win the baseball game. I don't care. This isn't about personal stats. This is about trying to find a way to win a baseball game. It doesn't need to be, you know, sexy or anything like that. It could be ugly. I don't care.
Philly takes a 2-0 series lead. The series now shifting to Phoenix for Thursday night's Game 3. NHL, Golden Knights, Stars in Vegas. Late third period with Vegas down a goal.
Lines it along to Stevenson. Into the zone. Drops it off to Mark Stone. From the point of drive, score!
The call on KKGK, William Carlson's first goal of the season sent the game into overtime, where Vegas won 3-2 in a shootout. Sabres Lightning went to OT in Buffalo just over a minute in.
High slot in the Tampa zone. He'll leave it. Dylan Cousins trying to create a lane with a shot. Scores! And the Sabres win it!
The call on WGR, Buffalo edges Tampa Bay 3-2. Hurricanes double up the Sharks 6-3. Wild beat the Canadiens 5-2. Oilers rout the Predators 6-1. Avalanche get by the Kraken 4-1. The Kings crush the Jets 5-1. Flyers shut out the Canucks 2-0. And the Islanders blank the Coyotes 1-0. In a friendly, the U.S. men's national team routed Ghana 4-0. Giovanni Reyna scored twice. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The 2023 TVL Volleyball Tournament wrapped up Saturday with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs being crowned your tournament champions. Valley Heights was the winner of Pool 2, defeating Donovan West and Washington before falling to Centralia. While in opposite pool play, Hanover went 3-0 with wins over Lynn, Clifton Clyde, and Frankfurt. Valley Heights faced Hanover in the semifinals, dropping the first set 14-25, but then winning the last two 26-24 and 25-20. While on the other side of the bracket, Centralia defeated Clifton Clyde in three sets, winning the first set 27-25, dropping the second 24-26, and rounding out the victory with a 25-17 third set win. Valley Heights went on to defeat Centralia in two sets, 25-18, 25-19, being crowned your 2023 TVL Tournament champions. In third place, the Hanover Lady Wildcats finished with a two-set win over Clifton Clyde, 25-17 to 25-18. Substate action gets underway this Saturday with Clifton Clyde, Onega, Frankfort, and Washington County playing at Wakefield, Centralia, Donovan West, and Troy will be at Burlingame. Valley Heights will be at Waubunsee, while Axtell hosts a sub-state with Blue Valley, Hanover, and Lynn.
KNDY.
Old pictures of tree roots growing as a mirror image of the above-ground structure may be beautiful, but not really accurate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This image of deeply rooted trees comes from the 1930s research on trees growing in loose soils. In more recent years, scientists found tree roots growing horizontally in the top few feet of soil and extending as far as 2 to 4 times the diameter of the tree's canopy. This looks more like a plate attached to the bottom of the tree trunk. Soil conditions impact the depth and structure of tree roots. They grow where water, minerals, and oxygen are available. This is usually in the top 2 feet of soil. The fine feeder roots responsible for absorbing water and nutrients grow upward from larger roots closer to the soil surface where water, nutrients, and oxygen are most abundant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
You may remember that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492. But what else do you know about the famous explorer? Today we go to the place some believe is the only point he touched down in what is today U.S. territory. It's next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance. But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I helped produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
We all learned that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492. David Goldstein at Salt River Bay National Historical Park on the island of St. Croix helps us remember the rest of the story.
Columbus and his Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria. Those three boats sailed with his first voyage, and Columbus entered in the Bahamas, the Caribbean archipelago, and landed on the island of Hispaniola and landed somewhere near the border between Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Few people remember that one of those three ships did not make the trip back to Spain.
At that point, the Santa Maria sank, and he created a colony there, a small outpost that he named Navidad for Christmas Day. They left these people there with some local group of indigenous people and said, we'll be back. And so they loaded up the Nina and the Pinta, and they went home.
The Santa Maria sank on Christmas of 1492. Columbus left 39 crew members on the island and then sailed to Spain with plans to return very soon.
Things were evolving in Spain and the Reconquista, and it was not a particularly stable time for Spain. But there were many people anxious to get out of there, and Columbus, capitalizing on that, came back with a second voyage. And this is a big voyage. This is not a voyage of exploration. This is 1,500 people. This is several boats.
Perhaps as many as 15 ships set sail on this second trip to the Americas. The voyage would land here, and that meeting was anything but peaceful. That part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. Salt River Bay on the island of St. Croix. I'm Andrew McCray.
Rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I'm going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control. Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So, while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
Some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Beatrice Health and Rehab encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential, as one out of eight women will be diagnosed with the disease. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just three blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Trinity Village Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Physicians are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position at our Greenleaf or Beatty locations. Or online at twinvalleyframes.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
A small company with a very large service area. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bassline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Pro Tracker Guidance Systems makes precision tractor hitches for sale in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., and Denmark. Operations manager Mindy Miller says it began like so many manufacturing stories.
We had farmers come in here many years back, and they could not keep their pull-type sprayers off the rows. And they were running over a lot of crop, and they were angry about it. We have a lot of rolling hills around this area. And so we put together an apparatus where they could manually move their implement back and forth so that they quit having the crops being completely destroyed.
Miller says word got around.
And then that guy's neighbor saw it, and that guy's neighbor saw it, and then that guy's neighbor saw it, and everyone wanted one.
Miller says the company kept up with precision guidance advances.
The major GPS providers started to offer a dual globe system. There is a globe on the tractor and there's a globe on the implement, and they speak. And so our hitch adjusts it so that it is following the same AB line that your tractor's on or the one that you want it to follow.
The equipment is mainly for row crop precision applications involving tillage, planting, spraying, and more. Learn more at protracker.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Day, Hamas Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we see one of the growing industries in the agricultural industry being dairy, and a lot of that expanding here in the state of Kansas with the announcement of the latest cheese plant in Dodge City that's set to be set up. Dairy set the record for the amount of exports that we had seen last year across the nation. However, this year it has slowed down a little bit due to some of those market fluctuations in different regions of the globe. As Alex Peterson, the chair of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, says that the USDEC had been working to grow markets in niche areas around the country to diversify the dairy's global portfolio, but walks us through the export numbers for the year of 2023 so far.
Mexico has been doing phenomenal. Best year ever, record to Mexico. Other parts of the world have slowed, have been a little slower to come out of the pandemic and recovery, and Southeast Asia, there's some issues on tourism going on there, so it is a little slower to rebound, but all in all, the trend line of U.S. dairy exports from 25 years ago when it was 3 or 4% to 17% now, we are right where we want to be, and we're seeing wins all over the place, despite small headwinds here and there, which that's the way it is in any market you're working to get the most value out of.
He says right now the headliners are that Mexico's buying a lot of U.S. dairy, while the southeast portion of Asia has seen some slowdown right now, as the USDEC is targeting some new markets as well with specific products. And says recently they visited Japan to market cheese to a popular chef.
Just a tremendous amount of possibilities in Japan. A, there's a bunch of people. B, they like cheese. They like good cheese. And one of the ways we're building demand for U.S. cheese in Japan is the Hattori Culinary School. So training chefs and culinary students on USA cheese.
They say the conversation with Japan and other niche areas of the globe are still ongoing. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have...
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Rollovers are a main cause of death on farms. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a bolder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
We hear stories of how somebody was injured or killed from a tractor rollover. These things happen in a split second, giving the rider no time to think and react. You can't always prevent an overturn, but your chance of survival is almost guaranteed if there is a rollover protection system on the tractor and you're buckled in. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says tractors have a high center of gravity, which makes it easy for them to overturn, especially on a slope. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than driving across it. Unexpected things like rocks, rough ground, and depressions from soil erosion can catch you by surprise.
And so what happens is you're on a slope that's steep, and then one of your tires go into that rill, and that causes the slope to be more steep at that one instant. Then the tractor has started the shift towards rolling, and then it just continues.
Rear overturns are most often caused by hitching outside of or higher than the tow bar.
If your back wheels of the tractor get good traction and they don't move, and whatever you're towing isn't going to budge, if the wheel doesn't spin and there's power to it, there's enough power in most tractors that will take and lift the entire tractor and throw it backwards.
Keep your speed down because it's easier to anticipate and correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing tractor rollovers at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Moving through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. We started off with things higher in the livestock, kind of mixed in the grain market overall. Now we're seeing things kind of mixed in the livestock a little bit, but mostly lower and mixed in the grains as well. Corn has been steady throughout the day, though, still seeing a little bit of green here. December corn is up 3¾ cents, sitting at 4.92¾. March corn is up 3¾ at 5.07½ cents. Wheat market, same story here. December KC wheat up by 5¾ at 6.72½. March KC wheat up by 5½ at 6.81¼. And the oats market, real quick, December oats is slightly higher right now, sitting 4½ cents higher to 3.78¾. In the bean market, higher here. November beans are up 8 cents at 13.04¾. The January up 6¾ cents to 13.23 even. Meal, December meal is up $8.80 at 408.60, with the January up 640 at 401.10. Soybean oil still seeing a little bit of red here. December oil is down 15 cents at 55.20, with the January down 21 cents at 54.42. Over in the canola market today, November slightly lower, 720 in the red to 712 even. January is also down 630 at 618. And the cotton market is a little bit higher here. December cotton's up 73 cents right now to 83.96. March is up 41 cents at 85.84. Over in the currencies, U.S. dollar index for December is up 17 cents at 106.22. Euro is sitting at 105, and British pound at 121. Not a lot of movement in those markets there. 30-year bonds for December slightly in the red at 109.13. 10-year notes for December are in the red at 105.31. Stock market today, still a lot of red on the board, with the Dow Jones down 222 points, the S&P down by 39, the NASDAQ in the red 140. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiac Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do! Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 3 years running.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325, plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in, 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months, $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance, interest accrues from purchase date, offers cannot be combined.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. The Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine has a program for students who are interested in working in rural veterinary practices. Director of the Veterinary Training Practice for Rural Kansas, Brad White, shares information about the program. He first explains what led to the creation of the program and what goals they strive towards.
The VTPRK program was actually created to help both keep rural practitioners in Kansas and give them the tools to be successful in practice. And the program is administered by the College of Veterinary Medicine, but it's actually funded by the state. It has been very successful in that there are about 5 students. We have a little bit more per class, and over 90% of those students are still in a rural practice in Kansas, which is an amazing statistic. And the goal of the program was get people out and have them be successful.
White discusses how VTPRK alumni are giving back to rural Kansas and the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine.
Many of those alumni are now in the position that they own a practice, and they're now hiring new graduates back from Kansas State. So we like to see that logical progression as we're growing through the veterinary community. Reports back, and I could give you several examples of individuals who have gone through and are using the things that they learned in that program to be successful in their areas. So it really is a fantastic opportunity for, and it's good for us as faculty to be able to work with those students who have a strong desire to learn. Right? They may have been from a rural community and decided to go to a different one or went back home, but they have a strong desire to learn of how do I make this work long term. I think they're tying into those rural areas and working with the producers hand in hand. Now, based on region of the state, in some parts of our state, that's highly focused on producers in a certain area, like maybe cow-calf producers, or focused on the growing cattle. Depends on what the need is to get them to be able to be successful long-term, but also to start their practice career at a run.
He reviews where people can find more information about the program.
I would Google VTPRK Kansas State, and it'll put you right to the exact page you want to get to, or you can navigate the K-State website. And there's a one-pager that talks about, here's what the program is, here's what it does, and there's information if you're interested in applying it's only eligible for veterinary students.
That was the director of the Veterinary Training Practice for Rural Kansas, Brad White, on how the VTPRK program supports rural Kansas in veterinary medicine. For more information, go to www.vet.k-state.edu and search VTPRK. I'm Allie Niffert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
KNDY.
Thank you.
one of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.